This is Barbecue Nation with Jeff Tracy. Jeff, the cowboy cook, has been all over the world and knows all things barbecue. Jeff is an author, an actor, radio and TV host, and loves his horses. If he's not cooking or riding horses, he's playing golf. So, hey, ready to talk barbecue? Here's JT.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the nation. That'd be the Barbecue Nation. I'm JT, high atop the radio world in the Turn It, Don't Burn It studios in the Portland, Oregon area. And we welcome all of our affiliates on the Barbecue Nation Radio Network here in the Northwest and in Texas and Envision Networks. Max Good. Max has been on the show before. He's part of the crew over at AmazingRibs.com. Max does their product testing and reviews, and we're going to find out some of their new awards that just came out just a couple days ago. Best new barbecue and grilling products for 2019. We're going to do a little music theme this week from some movies. Start with a little Pirates of the Caribbean there. And also, this portion of Barbecue Nation is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef from the heart of the Pacific Northwest. Beef you can feel good about. That is Painted Hills Natural Beef. Max Good, AmazingRibs.com. Welcome, my friend.
Hey, pleasure to be with you again, Jeff.
How's things in, are you freezing to death back there, or are you just cold and miserable?
Cold and miserable and raining, and I just got back, I just pulled into my garage, and when I hit the switch for the door to go back down, this bolt of lightning hit. I thought the garage was blowing up or something. It was really loud.
Oh, man.
So we're having some bad weather, but I shouldn't complain too much because my understanding is folks just south of us are getting a lot of tornado warnings. So I hope that they're all safe down there.
Well, we hope so, too. But so I won't tell you about the nice weather we have here, nice puffy white cumulonimbus clouds floating off in the horizon, leading me to a golf course maybe later today or something. We won't talk about that at all.
Thank you.
Your product overviews, I was cruising on AmazingRibs.com before we did this interview, and you did a little thing called a product overview. So let me kind of get you to tell your own version of that, even though you wrote that. But what do you look for, and how are you doing your comparisons before we even talk about any specific cooker or grill or anything? How, you know, tell us your methodology a bit.
Well, you know, we just try to cast a wide net. You know, anybody that's taken a look at my reviews knows that we test and review low-cost stuff all the way up to really expensive, what we call our luxury reviews, and all different types. You know, we're different from some other entities that review consumer products in the barbecue arena, in that we not only deal with the stuff you're going to see at the big box stores like Home Depot and Lowe's, but we also take a look at things that are more for the niche, very serious barbecue crowd, like offset smokers and different types of smokers, and new and innovative products as well. We just try to take a look at as many things as we can that we think would be of interest and write up and be as thorough as we can. And hopefully we're giving valuable information to people who are looking to purchase products for their barbecue needs.
How do you select what you're going to do? I mean, what products you're going to look at? I know some people contact you and say, we really like you to take a look at our cooker or our tongs or whatever it is. That's fine. But do you ever just come across things randomly that you see in the retailers or online and say, okay, we got to get one of those because I need to test it? I've never seen this before.
Well, definitely. I mean, that to what you just described doesn't happen often. It's not often that I say, I've never seen anything like this before. It's very common for me to say, this is just the same old thing with a different logo on the lid, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But occasionally something just makes my eyeballs pop out, and of course I contact them immediately. We we've had over the past couple of years, a lot of smoker manufacturers just pounding my door down. And, I think there's a twofold reason for that. One is that the consumer market is more interested in smokers. You know, pellet smokers are finally getting some action, you know. And we were early proponents of pellet smokers for years ago when, you know, they were pretty scarce. And you never would see a pellet smoker in Home Depot. And now that's common, you know.
Right.
So the consumer demand for smokers has risen, and supply is rising. You know, manufacturers are going, hey, people want these things, let's make them. And so they're realizing, well, these guys at AmazingRibs.com have been advocates for residential smokers for many, many, many years. So we better call them and ask them to take a look at our products. So we've done a lot of smoker reviews over the past few years, and that's great. I think I need to consciously taper it off a little and beef up our more recent reviews of actual just straightforward grills, you know, gas grills and charcoal grills.
Sure. So. Well, you know, we come where I live. We were the home of the Traeger.
That's right.
I mean,
right.
I live, as the crow flies, you know, 10 miles from where the Joe Traeger and those guys lived, grew up, created their first pellet smokers and that. And, of course, it's gotten huge now. Mm-hmm. And the Traeger guys work with the Thiessen family down there at Danson's, Pit Boss and Louisiana Grills and all that. But when you're talking to pellet smokers, I think we kind of did a lot of the pioneering work and testing as far as the cooking. You know, the Traeger guys invented it, but here in the Northwest, especially in the area where I live, you know, that's what you started with, was a Traeger. You pushed the gas grill into the back of the garage and you got yourself a Traeger. And even if you overcooked stuff, you never fessed up to it, but it was, pellet grills all the way for most people then.
Well, that was, I haven't lived in your neck of the woods, but I definitely believe everything you're saying. Obviously, that's the starting point for the pellet smoker revolution, and Traeger and Danson's were right at the beginning of it. And it is interesting that Joe Traeger and his sons are now working with Danson's. We'll see what happens with that. You may know that they're supposed to roll out a new series. I think it's going to be under their Louisiana banner, you know, as they have the Louisiana, the Country Smoker,
right,
and of course Pit Boss, and it's going to be called the Founder Series, and they're really capitalizing on their new relationship with the Traeger family.
Well, it ought to be interesting, if anything.
Yeah.
You know, it's mm-hmm. very good. So listen, Max, we've got a couple minutes before we got to go to break, but so let's start with your best, most inexpensive grill that you reviewed this year. And we got about a minute and a half to do that. So,
on our best new barbecue and grilling products list for 2019, it's the first year that we've done this. It's kind of fun, so I predict we'll be doing it again. The very first item on that is Chargriller's Grillin' Pro Gas Grill. Now, I've never been a big fan of Chargriller, predominantly because the first smoker I bought was one of their cheap offsets, and I probably have complained to you about it before, Jeff.
Yes.
It was those cheap offsets, we do not recommend them, no matter what the brand is. And the reason is they're really hard to get control of. And even though I got to a point where all my friends and family said, oh, you're the king of barbecue, I'm thinking, you know, it's got to be better than this. And the minute I started working with Meathead at AmazingRibs.com, I suddenly got my hands on some really good smokers. And I felt like a runner who'd been running in concrete shoes, and suddenly somebody gave me some Adidas, and I just took off. So suddenly I was smoking with the big dogs.
There you go. Hey, we're going to take a break. Max, we're going to come back, and we're going to talk more about that and all the other products on his list right after this. You're listening to Barbecue Nation. Barclays for your gold, silver, collectibles, rare coins, and high-quality jewelry. Barclays in Oregon, 503-982-2033. That's 503-982-2033. BarclaysBuySellPawn.com. Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation here on AM 860 The Answer in beautiful downtown Portland, and the Portland area, I should say, in the Turn It, Don't Burn It studios. Also on the Barbecue Nation radio network and with Envision Works. There, I've got it all in, finally kind of halfway correct. If you'd like to email us, our new email address is bbq@salempdx.com. That's bbq@salempdx.com. Also, say hi to a couple of our affiliates, KVI 570 News in Seattle and KSEY down in Seymour in Wichita Falls, Texas. Thanks for having us in your car or on your headphones or whatever you listen to us on every week. We're talking with Max Good from AmazingRibs.com. And if you've never been to that site, you need to go, because it is an amazing site. There's just a lot of stuff on there, and it's all very good information, well thought out, well written, well tested. And that's what we're talking to Max today about, is testing the new barbecue products. So let's go ahead and finish up with that that grill you were talking about first, and because you had never been impressed with those guys. But this one kind of flipped your switch a little bit.
Yeah, and Char-Griller, they make low-cost barbecue equipment. And, you know, they make a few good things. Like their Acorn Kamado is pretty good for the money, you know. But this Grill & Pro gas grill has been around quite a while. And I just never did anything with it. And here's an instance where one of their people contacted me. And I had been thinking about that Char-Griller Grillin' Pro, because everybody's seen them. They're like black horizontal barrels with chimneys out, but they're gas grills. They got control knobs on the front, mm-hmm. you know, but they look kind of like charcoal horizontal barrels. That's what they are. Yeah. They just cut them up and put the burner system in it. But I said, yeah, well, you know what? I've been thinking about that. I've been hearing these things pack a lot of power for the low cost. They run like about $200. And they sent me one, and indeed, everything I had heard was true. This thing can get well over 800 degrees. It's really gets hot. Now, with gas grills, that's Achilles' heel for many of them, especially if they don't have sear burners. They just don't get super-duper hot to do super-duper searing. This one does. You can get this thing just sizzling, you know. Now, the downside, one could say, is it also, even with everything down low, it's still pretty hot. But then you got to go to zone, and I had to put a water pan in it to roast a chicken in it just to get the temperature down. But that's also not uncommon. Many gas grills just have a kind of limited temperature range. They won't go down as low as you'd like, and they won't go up as high as you like. So $100, this thing is not built to last, but I will tell you, it will sear your brains out. And this is especially these low-cost grills and smokers. I always think of them as being good for the disposable equipment crowd, the people that don't want to take care of something, want to clean it. Because, you know, any grill or smoker, you got to take care of it if you want it to last more than a few years. But there are a lot of people that say, I just want to grill up a bunch of hamburgers and hot dogs for a couple of years, and when that thing gets all gunked up and nasty and starts falling apart, I'll just get another one. So for $200. Yeah.
There you go. But Max, let me ask you a question. This is more on the safety side of things. Guys like us, you know, we do this stuff day in and day out, week in and week out, working with different grills and cooking on different cookers and what have you. And it doesn't matter, because we've got the experience. And the only way you get experience is by doing it. I get that. But it always kind of I don't want to say frightens me, but it makes me raise an eyebrow when I see these the, well, any grill for that matter, but especially the cheap ones when they can say, man, I can get it up to 600 degrees. Why? I mean, I understand the searing, but, you know, you don't have to get to 600 degrees to actually sear something, especially if you're just doing burgers and dogs. And so I'm always a little concerned about it, especially for the rookies that aren't, you know, aren't vested or versed in what we do. And, you know, you like I do, talk to a lot of people and you help them and you want them to learn. There's, you know, no holding back the trade secrets here. But I always think that when I hear somebody say, well, yeah, mine gets up to, you know, 650 degrees. It's like, how many times a year do you actually use that? And if you don't know what you're doing, that can be dangerous too.
Well, you make a good point, but, well, you know, what can I say? It's almost like saying, well, I bought these really nice knives, but they get so sharp. I sharpen them, and they keep that edge for so long. Right. And you know what I mean? It's like you got to, or I bought a Corvette, and it goes really fast. You know, are we supposed to just put limits on things? You know, when it comes to grilling, the more power you have at your disposal, I think the better. But yes, I mean, you can't, you know, people are going to make mistakes, and it's difficult to prevent that, I think. However, if you really want to, let's say you're doing fajitas and you want to, you got thin skirt steak and you want to get a nice caramelized Maillard reaction sear on the outside,
right,
of that thin steak and your vegetables and everything. Well, the only way to do that is with pure power, with radiant heat, or with a griddle. You could do it with a griddle too.
Right.
But you know, you crank this thing up when you're gonna. You don't want to crank it all the way up if you're making hot dogs. They're gonna explode and burn. You know? but if you're doing something where you really want searing power for $200, this thing will out-sear anything in that price range. So in my view, that's a good thing. But yeah, people have to be careful. And in fact, after I tested this one, I'm looking at their manual, and it says, the char griller manual says, we don't recommend you operate this at over 450 degrees. I go, whoa. This was why I was just about to recommend this. But what do you mean you don't recommend it? So I called them, and they had a powwow, and they issued a formal statement, which is at my review, where they said, we say that you can use this at any temperature that it's capable of hitting, and if you want to run it hot, go right ahead. Just be forewarned that they were more worried about the deterioration of the grill itself,
right,
after being run at very high heat. They just said just understand, if you're going to run it at high, at its maximum power for extended periods of time, that it could shorten the lifespan of the thing. But again, this thing is not meant to last. If you really want something that will be in service for a couple decades with care and maintenance, because nothing's going to last if you don't take care of it. Then you got to go to a higher quality, more durably made product.
There you go. We're going to take a break here on Barbecue Nation, and we're going to be back and visit with our friend Max Good right after this. Don't go away. It's Barclays for your gold, silver, collectibles, rare coins, and high-quality jewelry. That's Barclays in Oregon, 503-982-2033, 503-982-2033. That's Barclays, buysellpawn.com. Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation. I'm JT. Thanks for being with us today. We've got Max Good on with us from AmazingRibs.com. If you've never been to that website, I recommend you go there and kind of cruise around. This portion of Barbecue Nation is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. From the heart of the Pacific Northwest comes a beef product you can feel good about and be proud to serve your family and friends. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef. And also Barclays Buy Sell Pawn down in the North Valley. That's right, the North Willamette Valley's largest collection of gold and silver coins. What can you invest your tax refund in if you got one? Try some gold or silver from Barclays. You can check them out at barclays.com. You can also check out Barbecue Nation on the SoundCloud. You just have to type it out, Barbecue Nation with JT. And our email again is bbq@salempdx.com. Back with Max Good now. All right, Max, let's keep going. What else did you find that you placed one of your coveted awards on?
Well, the next one in line is actually a gas grill. That's what I was just kind of describing, a higher quality gas grill that will last a long time. And that's the new 2019 version of Weber's Genesis 2. We tested their E335, which is a three burner with a sear burner. And I, as you can see, I like heat. High temperature. And they came out with this Genesis 2 line in 2017, and I think us and many others were disappointed. It just had a lot of shortcomings, and they also stopped offering sear burners. There were a couple, well, I don't want to get into it too much. It just, obviously, Weber decided that they should make some changes because they completely redid them for these new 2019 models. We're calling them the Genesis 2 2.0. And this new Genesis 2, they're great. So I highly recommend it. If you want a higher quality grill, sure. You want to keep it around for a while. There's a reason why Weber has such a great reputation. And most people, not all, but most people who buy the Weber name, and they're going to spend a little bit more for it, quite a bit more than with this char griller we just talked about.
Right.
But most people who do that don't regret it.
Well, you've got certain things that come with Weber's, and we've talked about this before, and I've talked to a meathead and a lot of people that have been on the show that talk from the kind of the manufacturing end of things and stuff. The Weber that you're going to buy at Home Depot is not the same Weber that you're going to buy at a Weber premium dealer, because they have different specs. They make, just like Costco, some of the stuff you buy at Costco is not exactly the same as you buy it at, say, an Ace Hardware store or something. So you've got to kind of keep that in mind. They're still a Weber. They still have great quality. But like you were saying, they may not have the sear station in this particular unit that you're looking at. Of course, we've got, Mother's Day and the holidays and the summer and Father's Day coming up. So people are going to be buying grills.
Yeah. And I would add, though, that there is some truth to what you said, but it was more true several years ago. Weber had more of distinct lines that they reserved only for their independent dealers. And that's changed a lot. In fact, it's made some of the independent guys disgruntled. But that still does exist. And one of the things Weber's doing now is they're making exclusive models. Like Ace Hardware has in this Genesis 2 line, they have a couple of models that you can't get anywhere else. That type of thing. Like Weber doesn't do anything with Costco that I'm aware of, but it's that type of thing where you'd go in and see an exclusive deal. Sometimes all it is a little extra doodad or a different color. Weber's kind of cuckoo for colors. They got a lot of color variations that they're offering now, and pretty good in general at keeping their fingers on the pulse of the consumer market. And I think one of the things they felt a few years back is that people wanted color choices.
I did. I've got one on my deck. I've probably had a half a dozen Webers over the years. I like the Weber Genesis. And really, when you're getting into, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but I kind of call that's kind of intermediary price range. I mean, you can get a little spendy with them, but you're not going to get as spendy as like if you're buying a Heston or a Twin Eagles.
Oh, yeah. Well, now you're in a whole. Now you're in our luxury category.
Yeah.
When you bump up. Now you're talking, Genesis is several hundred dollars to over $1,000, and Heston is several thousand and up, And
you got to add more zeros.
You definitely do.
But Heston does that same thing, though. They have those colors. They've got colors you can have you know, you can pick one of their grills, and then you can have, you know, it colored, if you will, to whatever you choose. Because Heston is big on outdoor kitchens.
Yeah, you know, that's what they do. And,
yeah.
And not only do they have a variety of really bright, attractive colors, some of their grills have these weird, I shouldn't call it weird, but what would you call them? Like trapezoid type shapes.
They
have sharp angles on them.
Right, right.
And they look cool, but they also perform like nobody's business. We did test a Heston. That's the next one on our list. Now, this one's about, as I recall, it's about $8,500. And, Meathead actually tested it, and he used it as he was developing recipes for his new book, which is going to come out I think, you know what, I'm not even going to put a year on it. It's not coming out this year. But it is forthcoming, and I know he's been working really hard on it. But he loved the Heston because of its versatility. He still has it. I don't think he's going to let anybody take that off of his deck. And the guys from Heston were so happy that he loved it so much.
Right.
It looks like they're not going to try to whisk it away.
No.
But he had a sear burner once again. An infrared sear burner, which he was nuts about. And you know how gas grills that have rotisseries have a back burner?
Yes.
And oftentimes they're infrared back burners
right
at the back where the rotisserie would go. This one has something like that, but I've never seen anything like it. Instead of the infrared burner being at the back, it's above where the rotisserie spit would be. And it also has a heavy-duty stainless steel laser-cut warming rack that has adjustable height. There's different slots where you can put it closer to this overhead infrared burner, which in that configuration acts like a broiler. And Meathead's, you know, just having a good old time with all the versatility that was afforded to him with that.
Well, I tell you what, I've actually cooked on a Heston before, and I've cooked on a Twin Eagles before, and you are talking some pricey stuff for most people, but the flip side to that is, if you're putting the time and effort to build an outdoor kitchen in your backyard or on your patio or a deck or whatever you're doing there, and if you are really into cooking, and you cook all year round, like I do, and like you do, and Meathead does, I think one should consider looking at the Hestons or, you know, one of the other top brands, because some of the brands also have the ones now where you've got a pellet charcoal configuration, you've got a gas pellet charcoal configuration, some of them are better than others, etc. But, you know, if you're doing it to add value to your home and property too, I just think it's worth a look.
Well, I mean, you have to want it because it isn't cheap. And you know, I would say that if you're going to do a built-in where you get landscapers down there and you're setting this equipment in stone,
right?
Then, yeah, you're crazy to buy cheap stuff that you wonder how long it's going to last. If you want, it's going to be outdoors. It's going to be subjected to whatever the elements throw at it, and you know, if you got a freestanding gas grill on casters, if it goes south, you just roll it out to the curb.
Yep.
This thing, you know.
Yep.
If you got it built into your back patio, that's the last thing you want to do is have to yank the thing out and replace it. So yes, in that scenario, certainly, it's a good idea to buy the best quality that you can and get something that you know is going to last.
Absolutely. We're going to take a break. We're going to be back with Max Good from AmazingRibs.com, and we're going to find out some more good stuff Max reviewed and gave his stamp of approval to right after this. Barclays for your gold, silver, collectibles, rare coins, and high-quality jewelry. Barclays in Oregon, 503-982-2033. That's 503-982-2033. BarclaysBuySellPawn.com. Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation. I'm JT. We've got Commander Chris and Camaro Dave. They're running around here doing stuff. And we've got Max Good from AmazingRibs.com on the line with us. By the way, when this show airs, it will have been the Saturday, the 4th, that the Ace Hardware National Barbecue Day is going on. So wherever you live, check out an Ace Hardware store in your area. They might have one of those barbecue marauder guys like me coming around cooking for you and talking about barbecue. Check it out locally. Max, we're going to go into after hours because I know Max will always stay with me for after hours, okay? So whatever we don't get done here, you guys can check out on the SoundCloud afterwards. What's next on your list?
GobiQ, a little portable charcoal grill that has some issues where it fell short. But the thing, the reason it makes this list is that there's nothing else like it. It's made from silicone-coated fiberglass fabric that's absolutely flame-proof. And it rolls up like a little carpet or something, you know, and it's got a little sling. You can sling it over your shoulder. The charcoal grate and the cooking grate are both flexible. It's a very clever design. Now, it's not exactly cheap. It's about $150, as I recall. And it doesn't work as well as a charcoal grill as even, say, a Weber Smoky Joe, which is more like $35.
Sure.
Because it doesn't seal up. You know, it is flexible. It's like, it's kind of amazing. It really is a fabric. It's completely flexible. It is a fabric. And you can get that red hot charcoal flame in it, and it does not burn at all. So it's very eye catching. You know, everybody that sees it, everybody that I've described it to basically goes, "Wow, you got to be kidding me." And I know our editor, Dave Drockham, he's a bicyclist. He loves getting out there, and he got one of them, and he's just nuts about it, you know, because he just rolls it up and throws it over on his bike, and boom, he's there, he's gone. Now, if you don't need that, though, even in my review, I point out, you're going to get better performance out of a metal, solidly made.
Right.
Smoky Joe, yeah, with good dampers, you know, because this thing doesn't have adjustable dampers on it. I don't want to make it sound like it's terrible. It's just, you know, when I rate it for its cooking performance, because there's no, you can't regulate air. And when you regulate air on charcoal, you're regulating temperature. And it has a couple other things that are maybe not so great that you can see in my review. But if you, I think if you look at it and say, "I love this thing," then you probably should run out and buy it because there's nothing else like it.
Right. Out of all of these that you've reviewed that we've talked about so far, what is the one that Max Good would say, "This is the one this is mine. I'm keeping this. I need to have this."
Oh my, geez. They're all good in their own right. I don't know. You know, I cycle through so much stuff. I don't know. I'm usually thinking about the next one, you know,
right.
Rather than the one that I got to have this one, you know. And sometimes I'll keep one around a little longer than the others, but you know, I'm always gotta go. That's my job, Jeff.
Gotta
bring new stuff in here and test it, you know.
Yeah, I know. I understand that. But once in a while, somebody will send me something or, you know, and I go, "I like that." You know, nobody sends me bad things to look at. Nobody sends me awful things to try. You know, that's not, they wouldn't be doing what they're doing if they were, you know, awful. But sometimes something will just catch my eye and I go, "Yeah, I got to have that." So it's just, I was just curious. Just see what you said.
Well, luckily I get my hands on some mighty nice stuff, but I do get some bad stuff too. It's not as often, you know, as you said, most people that are out there in the marketplace are trying to make something good, but occasionally we get a stinker, and I don't like writing bad reviews, but I'm obligated to. When we have a product testing policy, and one of the things I say is we put a lot of effort into our testing, and we're going to publish the review whether it's good or bad, and you have to, before you even send something to us, you have to agree to that.
Right. No, I understand. Okay, well, we got to wrap up the radio version of Barbecue Nation this week with Max Good from Amazing Ribs and his reviews. But if you want to go to SoundCloud and hear the after hours where we kind of finish up the conversation, you're more than welcome to do that. So, Max, thanks for being on the show, but don't go away. And
always a good time.
Always a good time with Max. And we want to thank everybody up and down the line, all the stations that carry the show, our folks and friends at Envision Networks, our friends here at Salem, and 860 The Answer. I like that. That's a good, nice ring to it. We've got the answer for you. And for all the listeners out there, we appreciate it. So until next week here on The Nation, take care, everybody, and remember, turn it, don't burn it.
Barbecue Nation is produced by JTSD Productions in association with Salem Media. All rights reserved. Copyright 2019.